La 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 la.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing. Test your mic, please, please.
Testing, testing, testing.
Do you want to turn on the video?
Okay.
Okay, don't knock anything over, please. There, is it going? Why is it tilted? Make it level.
Okay.
Oh, my God, you're
How's
supposed
that?
To be a director, a film director.
Okay.
Camera must be level. We all know that, don't we? No one wants to see any video on an angle, right?
Okay, I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that mistake won't happen again, will it?
I tipped at it a little bit, that's all.
Are you going to keep doing your hair, do you
think? Just, because it's like, that's why I didn't want to do video, because it's like.
You do want to do video. That's the only reason you want to do the podcast is to do video, you said.
Oh my God, you don't say things like that out loud.
Why? You're saying you want. You want to go on?
Yeah, but it also, it's like effort to like, you know.
To what? To deal with you?
Because normally I just have my hair up like the top knot and like.
I just put on a different hat. Look, if I took my hat off, look how messy my hair is. See?
I like it like that. I like it like that.
There was a song by the Romantics that I like it like, you know, was it the Romantics?
I don't know.
I like it like that. No, it's the Dave Clark 5. I like it like that. Whatever. Just a song where they say, I like it like that. Mm-hmm. It's Dave Clark 5.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Clark 5. I like it like that. It's not the title, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, let's get started. We have probably a lot or nothing to talk about.
Right.
Right?
I mean, the other night, I tried to tell you something. That my mom said to me on the phone, and you were like, okay, so my mom said to me on the phone, I was thinking about that you, when you took an IQ test when you were a kid, and she said, I looked it up. And
how come your lines aren't going up and down?
I don't know. I'm not talking close enough. This is the thing. You have the ability to turn up the audio.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
I can't do it.
You lost your train of thought?
So she said, I looked up your IQ and you're in the 99th percentile. I would have known.
Wait, the what percent? Just be clear. What?
99th percentile.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I wouldn't normally tell this on a podcast, but I'm telling it because of the story that happened. So I happened to tell you that and you were like you are now. Like, who cares? And then you go, from when you were a kid?
Yeah.
That doesn't count. And it just was like, I said to you, this is what it's like to live with someone who's abusive. That's what they do. They try to make it so you don't think you're smart or good in any way. Anything you say about yourself that might seem complimentary, they're there to like squash you down.
You know, you can't say I did an IQ test when I was 6 or 7.
It doesn't matter. I wasn't saying it as fact. I wasn't like,
you were
hey,
bragging.
By the way, I'm going to take out a full page thing in the New York Times about my IQ. I was saying my mom said something nice to me. I was sharing it with you. And instead of just being like, oh, that's cool. That's nice. You were like, eh, doesn't count.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
You are. I didn't say you're dumb.
You basically...
I didn't say you're dumb, but if someone came up to you and goes, what was your IQ? And you go, well, I'm in the 99%.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't say
it. Well, said it at home. You started with
me. I didn't say it. My fourth grade teacher said it. My mom knew what I'd scored on that particular test. First of all, they've already found out that IQ tests don't actually mean anything.
Oh, they don't.
No, because they're made for affluent people, white people.
Oh, well, here we go with the white people
well,
stuff.
Well, it is. They're the ones making the test. So there's certain things, like certain words, like...
Oh, I don't even want to say it because it would sound racist.
Well, then don't say it. But I'll give you an example. Like, when my sister took the IQ test, the word was, what's an alley? And my sister, who grew up on a farm and never was in a city, said it's the space between the cows when you're milking them, or something like that, in the barn. Between the milk cows, there was a little...
So it's not made for white people. It's made for city people.
It's made for, yes, a certain type of person. But see, she got that wrong, even though that was essentially right. You see what I'm saying? It's like you could test somebody's IQ better with like visual things or whatever, but you're still only just getting one part. Anyway, IQ tests don't matter is my point.
They do with me.
I mean, I know you're fond of taking them, but how many times have you taken an IQ test?
Twice.
And oh, I thought you did more than that.
Twice that I got the results.
And both times you got the same?
No.
Oh, but you go with the higher score?
Yeah, of course.
Well, you maybe go with the median.
Okay, so one time it was 141, and one time it was 125, which both are extremely high.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever, I'll do it again. I'll do it publicly. I'll do it in a department store window with people looking at me like it's Good Morning America. That's how I'll do it. I'll do it nationally on television.
Well, that's the only way you want to do anything.
That's not true.
You're being recorded for it. Okay. Just like me in this podcast. But anyway, the point being, you don't feel like you're just being like negative for no reason?
No, I was trying to clarify and, you
know. But then when I said to you, hey, like, well, relax. You don't have to be so mean about it.
I wasn't mean.
You didn't take it back. You didn't try to like soften it in any way.
First of all, you're one of the meanest people on the planet. You're mean whenever we do radio. Funny mean, not mean.
Okay, but I have to be that character. But when I'm just sitting on the couch, I'm not.
Well, you listen, you can't have thick skin and thin skin and go back and forth on a daily on an hourly basis. One second you're...
No, I'm not saying that, but sometimes you could be nice to your wife.
I'm very
nice.
She's
like, hey, you don't have to be like, I'm gonna I can't think of anything.
Good ad-libbing. Whoa, look at, she's on a roll now.
See, again, now you got me on the ropes. Like, get in there, you know? Finish the job to the death. That's what it's like living with you. It's always to the death, every single fight.
No, sometimes it's if you're wounded, that's good enough. I don't have to the death.
Wounded that I can't walk, like that wounded.
Hold on, I'm starting a new piece of gum. I don't want to do it to the mic.
Oh, so why, you don't say, hold on. You can just move out of the way of the mic.
I am.
Okay. Okay, so there's that. Then also, we've watched a lot of TV and movies together.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like studios waste way too much money in doing these, like, where they get focus groups or they, like, screen the movie for all these people and get them to...
I don't know what's going on with your mic.
They're both quiet. It's fine. They'll fix it in post.
No, you can't make it louder in post.
Turn that one up then.
I don't know what one it is.
I can't do it.
What were you saying?
Someone help me.
What were you saying?
I was saying, I don't remember. This is so not fun doing a podcast with you. I'm going back to my old ways of, I don't care if the camera's on or not.
The studio's about putting too much money into a movie.
You suck.
Why are you so mean? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get everything right. Sorry. What do you think the studios are putting too much money in? Why do you think that?
No, because it's about you. You want to listen.
No, it's not about me. You said we watch a lot of movies.
Go like that. Thank you.
You said we watch a lot of movies and studios are... How is that about me? It's about studios.
Well, because I'm getting to it. Studios spend a lot of money doing focus groups and stuff when really they could just have you watch the movie.
Oh, and give a review?
Because you're like this when we start a movie. Last night you went, why does she think she's a movie star?
Yeah, she's a TV star. There's a million movie stars you could have got to play that role that are movie stars that probably would have done it for whatever... She got paid to do it, and they're a bigger draw, and they're movie stars. That's all. That's just like saying bringing in a cruise ship Hold on, there's too much water.
Oh my God, I hope you choked it up. Sorry.
Bringing in like a cruise act into a comedy club. You know, there are different types of comics, you know? And, you know, I don't know if that's a good comparison, but I was just saying, why don't they get a movie star?
I know, but you always say like, oh, you'd be like.
Margot, what's her name? Who I like?
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie. Put her in everything.
She says no to stuff. Then there's other.
Put her in everything, I decided.
Okay.
Okay, so what? So you're saying that I complain.
It's like, it's just a period piece. You always like everything. You're like.
I didn't say last night was a period piece.
I didn't say that it was last night. I'm just giving examples of things that you've said while. I don't know. You're just a nightmare. I can't cut this out. Cut this part out. Kill me now.
I'm not a nightmare. We enjoy movies together. Even at the end of the movie,
there's subtitles in this. This is a British accent. Ah, you're always like that. Was he supposed to be Irish? I'm trying to give some examples.
You're doing it.
Of what you're like to watch movies with.
Well, we even at the end of the
subtitles. Did I do that one already?
Yes, you did. Even at the end,
there's not ladies in this. You'll do that.
No, I never would do that. Yeah, maybe. Well, look, you keep picking these movies. Okay, last night. And at the end of
it. First of all, I'm not picking the movies. We're really just watching the movies that come out. There's no other movies. I can't watch a superhero movie. I'm just not capable of doing it.
Well, you know.
Or a Star Wars movie. So
I don't watch
those,
Star
like,
Wars.
There's 100 movies that come out that I can't watch because I just can't.
I'm with you on the Star Wars. I don't watch. I have never seen one Star Wars.
I watched.
Not one.
I like the one I watched, but I just don't feel like trying to figure out.
I won't even get involved in it. And I've.
There's too much fandom around it. I go, I guess I'm too late.
By accident, watched one Star Trek. By accident.
Yeah.
I did watch.
See, that might be. I might watch a Star Trek.
I did. Well, we did watch one where the guy from Heroes was Spock.
Yeah.
I did watch, I think, 4 Harry Potters, and I thought they were good.
No, I don't do a Harry Potter. I saw a very muscular man, like a bodybuilder on a treadmill. Reading Harry Potter, and I said, no, it's not for me. There could be nothing in there for me. That's too big of a divide. So
yeah,
if it's appealing to that many people, I'm out. I'm done.
Well, yeah, but all these indie films, like the one we saw last night, it just went nowhere, this movie, pretty much. Like a couple questions were answered towards the end, not a big payoff. You know, I don't even know what it was called.
I'm Your Woman.
And don't
forget. Rachel Brosnahan. Brosnahan?
I don't know her name. I mean, look.
Rich and Bonnie talk movies on today's episode of My Wife Hates Me.
Then we watch the one with Meryl Streep. Okay.
No, great. Which one is that? See, there's 2 Meryl Streep movies out right now.
We only saw one, right?
I know, but they don't know which one. Okay there, pumpkin. It's just hard having a much higher IQ than you.
Don't have it. I'll do the contest. I'll do the contest if you want.
Okay.
No, I don't.
I mean.
You really think you have a higher IQ than me?
No. You definitely have a higher IQ than me. I don't even believe in IQs. So there you win. Okay? You got it. You got a higher IQ. I mean, I scored much higher on the test than you, but that's okay.
You think the test you took at 7 years old or 9 years old was the same test I took?
Oh, it was 10, I believe.
You think it was the
9 or 10.
You think it was the same test I took?
No.
No, it's a 10-year-old test.
Oh, so you're saying everybody's IQ... It's just the IQ for the test that you took. So when someone says I have a 160 IQ, one of the smartest people. I don't know I think the IQs go over 200 actually for really like incredibly smart people.
Mensa,
that can't get out of bed.
After I did my IQ test,
you say it wrong. It's not Mensa.
I got a letter from.
I've got my Menses at Mensa.
I got a letter from them. to see if I wanted to
I love that you just said Mensa wrong.
Mensa.
But you're saying that you have a higher IQ than me.
Yes.
Does, am I, like, you understand irony, right? You're in the comedy business. This is it.
What are you talking
this
about?
This is a perfect example.
Mensa, I got an IQ.
Mensa is incorrect.
Mensa. Or Mensa. Whatever the fuck it's called. Mensa. Mensa? I don't know. Mensa?
Okay, you Mensa. Failed. You failed.
Mensa, Mensa.
You failed. But I'm Mensa. Saying.
Oh, what do you, let's hear what it's called. If
Mensa.
Not, yeah, that's what I said. Mensa.
Okay, now you have. Now you've corrected yourself. But listen to
I could be in Mensa.
Okay, go ahead. You should. You know what? That's a great thing for Rich Voss to do. Rich Voss should spend the rest of this quarantine time, you know, doing the testing and getting into Mensa.
How do you get in?
Well, first thing you have to do is Google, how do I get in? Then I'm sure it'll tell you all the ways so you can do it. You got to take a test.
Do you got to pay?
I don't know. Because you know why, Rich? I don't care about doing it. So I haven't Googled it.
Do you know how fucking cool that would be to be in?
Yes, I agree. I think you should do it. I really think you should.
I'm going to look it up.
And then when people call you dumb, you say, I'm in Mensa. I'm in Mensa. Rich, you don't. Please. What? It's just the most. You're incredible. You know that? You are.
I
because
am
you say things like this.
Ew, you
sorry.
Spit on me. You,
we're turning into each other. This is the thing. Is that you that's you didn't make that up. That's not for a part.
No, what?
That's not a joke to say Mensa. You did that on your own. Like there's some comedy god working through you. You don't know.
Oh, everybody knows what I'm talking about.
No, of course they do. But the fact that you said it wrong is hilarious. You don't see that? It's like you would write that in a, like...
Oh, here we go. Yeah,
a Judd Apatow movie or something. What?
Nothing. I'm not... I'm just... What?
I'm know. Saying, like, you should be huge, huge star. This whatever it is that's... You always do that.
What?
You're arrogant. And ignorant, and it's funny. Like, not... that's like Ricky Gervais's character is a pompous, but he's making it up. You're really living it. You are it, you know?
I'm it, baby. That's right. I'm it.
It's almost more spiritual from you in a way, because you're just naturally... dumb and boastful. A perfect comedy team.
Are you done? See, here's the thing. Like, the fact that you attacked me or go
I didn't attack I'm you. I gave getting, you a compliment.
I'm not getting upset. But you.
No, I'll give you a compliment.
But you, because they call me Thick Skin Ricky.
Do they? I've never heard anyone say that.
Thick Skin Ricky. So... whatever, you know, I'm not gonna try to tear you down to build myself up. I don't do that. You know, when I say something to you, you get all. I always compliment. That's all I do is compliment. And then when you,
I wasn't all mad last night. I was saying to you, do you not see how this comes off as abusive? You were like, it was funny in the moment. This is the thing: is that you're. This is it. This is like a perfect example. Mensa. This. Let's just call that the thing that you do. You do Mensa a lot, and then you don't see it. It's like, I'm like, does anyone see the comedy that's happening here? You know? You don't view yourself in that way, I guess.
All right. Are you done?
I'm trying to make you understand, but I don't know. I can't get any confirmation.
I understand everything you say. You think I can't understand or grasp whatever you're saying? All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Wait, didn't we see a couple movies this week?
Well,
we watched a whole...
Well, on HBO Max, the Let Them All Talk with Meryl Streep and a bunch of other really good actresses.
Oh, yeah. Tyne Daly. No, not Tyne Daly.
She would have been great in it, though. But yeah. Murphy Brown.
Candace Bergen.
Candace Bergen.
Bergen. Bergen.
And what's the other one's name? Weiss.
Weiss. Diane Weiss.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. But I think we saw another one too. But we watched the whole about the bomber.
Oh, we watched the entire Manhunt Deadly Games series. Pretty good. Once you get over the first episode, which is exactly like the
movie.
The movie.
The Clint Eastwood movie.
Clint Eastwood directed it.
You didn't even know that it was Clint Eastwood directed it, but I knew that. You didn't know it.
Menza.
You didn't know it. Did you know it? Tell the truth.
Yes, 100%. Because Bobby texted you and said, the Clint Eastwood movie. And you were like, what? The Clint Eastwood movie? And I go, Clint Eastwood directed it.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, no, not that one. The series.
Yep.
So this is a joke.
No. I'm just saying you didn't know it, though, did you?
Well, how would I tell you he was the one who directed it?
You didn't tell me.
I just explained the situation. Are you mentally handicapped?
Are you dumb?
I said, we're like...
What the fuck? Are you stupid? I said the one that Clint Eastwood directed.
No, you said Bobby said.
I never said Bobby said. You said Bobby
okay,
said.
Okay, yes, but is this not what happened? The other night, we're watching Deadly Games. You said, yes. Watch this thing about the bomber, the Olympic bomber. And Bobby wrote you back and said, the Clint Eastwood one?
The movie. I said, no, not
yeah,
that
you
one.
Were, but you didn't say, you went like this, the Clint Eastwood one? You got all mad at, you were like, what is he talking
why
about?
Why would I get mad?
I said, Clint Eastwood directed it.
Yes, the one we saw, the movie.
Yes, but I
didn't get mad.
I know, but you were like, what is he talking about? The Clint Eastwood movie. And I said, yes, Clint Eastwood directed it. That's the first you knew about it. Is that true?
No.
Yes.
No. Oh, I hate to tell you.
Sorry.
There was billboards in New York about that movie.
Then why were you like, the Clint Eastwood movie?
No, I said, I was just saying, no, it's not that one. It's a different one. Because everybody knew, I mean, you would.
Okay, so I didn't tell you, but I did know it because I told you it in that moment.
No big deal. So,
oh boy,
nobody.
I gotta get out. Sorry, that's my vagina singing. I gotta get out of here.
So,
I gotta leave. Sorry.
So, and we watched a whole series really quick, sometimes three episodes a night, and in the movie. And I'm not going to give anything away. I'm not a spoiler. In the movie about the Olympic bomber, Richard Jewell, mm-hmm. It didn't go into the Eric Rudolph story. I don't think it didn't.
No, it did not. You're correct.
But this one did. Mm-hmm. And it went to a whole new story. And it wasn't bad. I liked it.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food, all delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon opal are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
I mean, I think TV nowadays is getting way better than movies. I mean, there's so many, you know, you watch.
TV is so much better than movies. That first of all,
it's like watching
they sometimes
10
have
movies.
Better budgets than the movie, and they have more time to like unpack a lot of the characters and stuff. So movies movies have to, in order to make money, have to really appeal to everyone. And I guess everyone likes movies where guys are shooting things. It's like, or there's little independent movies, you know, like mm-hmm. I think the one we watched last night on Amazon Prime, that was probably Didn't have a lot of money.
I mean, Amazon has money.
Yeah.
His wife, his ex-wife, is worth $60 billion right now. She makes like $4 billion donations.
Yes, right. And then
and
it's
they
like,
act like... But first of all, $60 billion. And that's... She has stock in Amazon, so that keeps...
No, it just keeps doubling and stuff. But
I don't know about doubling.
Why doesn't she just like... That's the thing. It's like people get so... They're like, $4 billion, yay. Which it is, yay. Great. Because there's a lot of rich people that have that much money that don't give that much.
I know,
but like,
but
pay taxes.
Yeah. Not only that.
Pay taxes and it'd be more than $4 billion.
Not only that.
If all the rich people paid taxes, we wouldn't have to pay any.
And
nobody else would have to worry about anything.
Yeah, but we don't stand on a pedestal and look at me. I'm... Shut up. Just make the donation and keep it quiet.
Right.
You know what? You got $60 billion fucking... If I had $60 on me, someone says, can I have $4? I'm starving. I go, yeah. I'll give you $3.
I might not. I might be like, you know what? Get a job. Sometimes I say that.
You do?
Fuck your mother. No, what you always... I used to, and I don't do it as much anymore, but I used to just give money to anybody who asked without question.
Not me.
Like, and it would be embarrassing because it'd be like on the subway or on the train and you'd be giving money and people would be looking at you like, sometimes I'd only have a five. I'd have to be like, oh God.
Again, you're not talking up. Go ahead.
Sorry. But then you told me to buy them food or give them food, people food if they asked for. And I tried that a couple times and they walked away.
Good. Then they were going to use the money for something else.
Yeah, but probably. If I was on the street, I'd want to get drunk.
Yeah, well, guess
I
what?
Know.
Maybe if you weren't getting drunk, you might be able to get off the street.
I know, but it's,
I don't.
It's,
I'm saying that. Listen,
it's
I
tough.
Don't. You know, it's tough. Whatever you're addicted to is tough. I get it, but I'm not going to enable somebody. I'll buy someone food. I bought people slices of pizza, sandwiches, whatever. You know, hot dogs at 7-Eleven. You know, the one guy that used to stand outside of 7-Eleven all the time, by the stand. You used to get him food, and he was. He appreciated it, you know. He wasn't, nah, just give me the money, you know.
But, you know, you can't, like, get toilet paper with food. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't need toilet paper unless you have food.
Okay, haha.
Okay, one hand washes the other.
Good chain of events, thank you.
Well, look, at what do you think is more? You could walk into any place and steal napkins. There, you have toilet paper.
Okay, but food, my bigger point being, like, you need money in life, not just food, even
true.
If you're not a drug addict.
True. True that. But I cannot solve somebody's money problems unless, you know, you gave them whatever, $20,000 to get on. But you can solve a quick hunger problem. Okay? You could do that, you know. So... That's all I have on that. But I don't even know why we started talking about that.
Because you brought up that this, you know, whatever, she has $300 billion.
Oh, $60 billion. You know, whatever. I mean, it's great. You're donating money. I guess there's people with $60 billion that don't...
That aren't donating that much. I agree.
$4 billion. That's completely unbelievable.
And she's trying to be transparent about it, which I think is good.
What do you mean? Not,
you can go somewhere and look at where the money went.
Yeah. No, I mean,
it's, like
it's great. It's great. There's nothing bad about it. I shouldn't have said anything negative.
No, but it is. The bad thing is not about her donating money. She should do that or whatever. But like, because nobody needs fucking $60 billion. Like, it's insane. The only reason you need that is if you're going to like somehow be evil in the world. Be powerful. That's.
I'd be happy with $3 million.
Do you think you're saying something like...
What?
Everyone would be happy with $3 million.
Yeah, so would I. $3 million. That's my ticket.
Okay.
$3 million.
It's actually, I read a study. It's $100,000 that brings you happiness. So if you...
$100,000?
Yes. Over $100,000, it doesn't bring you any more happiness. Like, that's sort of the peak of it.
That's not true.
Well,
I've had way over $100,000.
That's the studies show that... That $100,000 is sort of the like top
yeah,
of the
if
thing.
Yeah, if we were working constantly or consistently, I guess I'd be happy. But when you have money and it's dwindling, you know. Hey, listen, I'm grateful for what I have. What I have, I worked for. I worked hard. You know, and a lot of it was luck, like you say, and some of it's skill. But
well, you're lucky you have the skill.
My number's 3 million. Give me 3 million.
You're lucky you have a podcast that you can ask for 3 million.
Yeah.
Just send it to Raina's PayPal.
No, no. I wish. What's her? I don't know her name.
Raina.
No, Bezos' ex-wife. I don't know her name.
I don't know. I don't remember.
But if you're listening, can my wife and I please have $3 million?
But what would you do with it? What would
put
like
in my name?
Just save it and then.
Well,
what?
To tell you the truth,
just go to Starbucks until it's done.
No, what? I'll tell you the truth. I really wish I had $7 million now because I saw this house on realestate.com, whatever. It's a farm, 29 acres mm-hmm. for $2 million in Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely get that 29 acres of property and farming. And you can get back to doing what you do best, farming.
I it's too much work, man. It's a lot of work. I can barely get the laundry done.
Get horses. They're stable. It was a state for $2 million, 29 acres.
I saw a horse the other day and I was taking a walk with my friend Kathy and we stopped and petted the horses and stuff. And I was like a little like, these are bigger than I remember. I mean, they're like massive creatures.
Oh.
Incredible. I mean.
It's incredible.
I just didn't ever think of, I thought of them as like dogs when I was a kid. Like I didn't think of them as like these magnificent beasts. I don't know. They're just like, I don't know. We love them, of course.
Well, let me get back to begging for $3 million. Anybody, I'll even take $1 million. But if you want to give us three, listen, we've done everything in life we can to give back to everybody.
We have?
Now, yes.
Oh.
So we've done over 400 podcasts. We don't make.
Oh, this is our gift to the world.
Well, besides the.
Hey, guys, we were going to give all our fans a Christmas gift, but you know what? We've been giving a Christmas gift once a week for 6 fucking years.
7 years, probably.
7 years. Well, we missed a few. So 6.5 years.
So what are you asking?
I'm just saying, don't expect any kind of Christmas cheer. We've been giving gifts.
Give them my PayPal, see if they start sending to us. No.
Are you?
Everybody's making money on
PayPal.
Well,
start a Patreon. What, you are like, I work hard. You start a Patreon.
We did
you
a Patreon.
Like,
but I don't
we never did any because we're lazy about the podcast and we didn't do any podcasts.
We could have put these videos on the Patreon.
Well, then there's still.
Too late.
Oh, my God.
I'm not starting now. It's too late. I don't care.
Be happy with what you get, people.
Yeah. Now, whose side are you on, mine or theirs?
Well, I see both sides of it, unfortunately. Like, I see us wanting money for the thing that we do.
I don't want money. I just think it'd be nice.
But I also think we don't put that much effort into the product.
Are you crazy?
I mean.
All right, let's wrap this up.
We're just lucky that we have such amazing personalities.
All right, we got to wrap this up. 32 minutes.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, you want to talk about?
Happy Hanukkah. Every other religion that celebrates this time of year.
I bought a snowblower.
It's Rich and Bonnie.
I bought a snowblower.
Okay. Why wouldn't you join in? Like, do you understand anything about improv? Like, join in. Sing part of the song.
You're making
it up. You used to sing all the time.
I never sang on the podcast. Oh, maybe a little.
O-M-G. You used to always do that, like, Kermit the Frog song.
It wasn't Kermit the Frog. What are you?
Just sing it. What was
it? You're always wrong.
What's it? What is it?
What song?
It sounded like Kermit the Frog singing. What was it?
The Bee Gees, that one?
No.
Under the Boardwalk or Neil Young?
Maybe it was Neil Young.
Well, I dreamed I saw that one.
Yes,
I'll do that for you guys. I haven't done it in a while. After the Gold Rush,
Kermit the Frog as
it's not Kermit.
Neil Diamond.
It's Neil Young. God, oh. Everything you get wrong. Ready? I've done this on radio. I shouldn't do it now, but... Well, I dreamed I saw the knight in armor call.
Doesn't that sound like Kermit the Frog?
Saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming. And the archer split the tree. All in a dream. All in a dream.
Oh, boy.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
I mean, it's just, you have an interesting quality.
Yeah,
to your voice.
It's I could have been a rock singer, but
well, I was singing a Merry Christmas song to our fans. I feel like you should
not until they pay us.
All right, I'm gonna go.
Well, I don't know. You were ad-libbing a song. It wasn't even a Christmas song.
I'm
no
just saying
knows.
We're gonna go because you were saying we were going before.
What's the song? Go ahead, sing your song.
I don't know it anymore. I was you get in a moment.
You sing your song.
Bonnie hates Rich and Rich hates Bonnie.
No, that's not
it's
nice.
It's going to be a Christmas for not, somebody.
You know, it doesn't, I don't have the whole Christmas spirit this year.
Mm.
I mean, I do it for Raina, you know, you try so she's happy.
What is it? Why are you so unhappy all the time?
No, not because I'm stuck in the house and I'm just bouncing off of walls, you know. You know, I can't go on the road. You know, in the winter, cold months, I do 1 week, maybe 2 weeks in a warm area, play golf, go on the road, do perform. You know, there's just no light at the end of this fucking tunnel of just sitting in the house. You know, scared to go anywhere. You don't want to catch anything. You know, canceling. I cancel shows. People cancel me, and it doesn't faze me if they call and go, oh, we're not doing a show. You know, all December was canceled. Didn't faze me. But also, too, you like to, whatever, you know, do what you do. You know, all, there's so many people that still get to work, you know. So be grateful for what you do, especially if you still get to do it. And if you got to do it throughout these last 10 months, you know, here and there we get to do something. But you know, it's something you work so hard at and been doing for 36, 37 years, and all of a sudden you know, it's like, when people retire, they must go fucking nuts. I don't know how they do it.
Well, because a lot of people don't like their job. So yeah. When they retire, it's actually like, oh, they, I mean, yeah. I'm sure they're like, oh, I don't know what to do with my time, but. You know, look, if you had to work at a job that wasn't like your passion for 30 years, like, wow. You'd be looking forward to retirement, I would think.
Yeah, I see that. All right. Well, I'll give you the last word. Anything you like to say? I mean, next week is our big Christmas special.
It is?
I don't know. I just said that because next
week. What day is Christmas?
Isn't it the 25th? December 25th. Why? Was that a quiz? I didn't fucking know. Is that, hey, Jew boy, when's Christmas?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No. Because hey. Most people would say, like, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows it's December 25th.
Well, I don't have a fucking calendar.
Okay, well, I just
me.
Thought you might know. I don't know what day it is today. How many days do we have before Christmas?
It's next week.
Okay.
So you have
what
seven
day is it
or
today?
Less. Thursday.
The what? The 17th.
I asked you that earlier.
18th, 19th.
Oh, 8 days.
8 days.
Next Friday.
Okay, there you go. All right, so we have time for a Christmas special. So I won't sing the 12 Days of Christmas. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave right. to me.
I wish it was a good voice. That's mean.
I beat down on my IQ. On my second day of Christmas, my true love gave
all right.
to me.
Are you done? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I was.
Did you like this podcast?
No.
You didn't like it?
No, I mean, it's fun. I mean, I just like hanging out with you. You know what I mean?
No, you don't.
No, that's not true. No,
are you going to go sew something, make something for the family?
No, because I have.
Why are you scratching your snatch?
I just was moving a seam away from. Tender area.
Tender like victuals.
Help me.
What's that?
Nothing.
Bonnie made some good cookies, snickerdoodles.
Vegan, gluten-free.
And taste-free.
I know. <they're... laughs>
So,
if you like scones, they kind of actually taste like scones.
All right. Oh, so you're gonna, if you like scones, come by the house.
If you like scones, you're going to love these cookies.
Who plowed the driveway, baby?
That's not a euphemism. He actually plowed the driveway.
What this dumb plow.
All right.
All right. That was fun. Thank you.
That was fun.
Thank you for joining me on My Wife Hates Me, Bonnie.
Thank you for having me.
Peace out, homie.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.